Our DSW Holiday Pros are here to help you find the perfect shoes for you and gifts for everyone on your list. Want it in 2 hours? Buy online and pick up in store. Even faster? Send a gift card. Head to DSW.com to shop season-making gifts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron. It's Friday. I have a fun interview for you with Ben Higgins. You guys, of course, know Ben. He was our season 20 Bachelor, and it is finally time for him to walk down the aisle. This interview was taped a little over a week ago. So when he mentions he's getting married in 9 days, that will now be tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Friday, he is walking down the aisle on November 13th to Jessica Clark, his fiance of over a year now. They've been together for about 3. You'll hear him talk all about that. He tells us every single Bachelor person who will be in attendance. There sounds like we're going to get a lot of good content this weekend from this Nashville wedding. Ben also gives some thoughts about Michelle's season and Clayton and all that fun stuff. He was promoting his partnership with this bakery in Colorado. And there's all the details of that on his Instagram and Us Weekly's website as well. You know, Ben always giving back. We talk a little bit about gardening, all that fun stuff. I thought it was a fun listen and I wanted to play it for you. So here is Ben as he prepares to walk down the aisle and become a bachelor no more.
Ben, what can you tell me about where you're getting married and all that? Any details you can share with me?
I'll share everything and I'll get in trouble for it. That'll be great. Because I don't know what my restrictions are. And so I'm just like, let's talk.
Perfect.
We're going to get married in it's just north of Nashville at an amazing location called Cherokee Docks. Cherokee Docks was Reba McEntire's old house.
Cool.
And she sold it to an event venue. And I'm telling you, it is incredible. Fett Nashville has been the wedding planners, helped out Jess and her mom and my mom, along with my mom has an event planner who's actually my assistant, Megan Betcheman, forget the name of her company, something Revel, but I'll, yeah. But she's awesome. So she's been helping with rehearsal, but Fett Nashville and Cherokee Docks have really been leading the charge on the wedding. And then I'll walk through the wedding with you. Hopefully a lot of it's helpful. So we're going to have 3 officiants.
Wow.
The reason we did this is because Jessica has a family friend and her parents' pastor and her pastor from Nashville that she loves and I love. And then I have a pastor from Denver, Colorado, who's been a great friend of mine. So her pastor's name is Ken Leggett. My pastor's name is Chad Brueggemann. Chad Brueggemann's been a part of my life for years now. We've traveled to Honduras together, became really good friends, and I wanted him to be a part of the wedding. But then I also have my pastor growing up, who is my parents' best friend, who is somebody that has been around really since my days on The Bachelor. He helped guide me through that. He made an appearance, actually. I remember that. Yeah. He is going to be there as well. So they're going to take turns. We kind of have a flow to it. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a fairly traditional ceremony, a little more reverent, a little more, just calm, because our reception, based on what Jessica and I have been a part of and seen and kind of wanted for our wedding, we want it to be a party as soon as you walk through the door. So we're not having a sit down dinner. We are doing food stations. So like pizza, wraps, chips and salsa, nachos, also fairly COVID friendly. So everything's like individually, you know, given to you. And then you kind of walk around. So not everybody's standing over a buffet line or sitting around a table, you know, spitting and talking on each other. And so that was something important, but we really wanted the music to start as soon as you walk in. We wanted to get the bars open, the food going, no sit down. We will do our traditional dances. But we wanted people just moving and grooving for the reception. And one of the big catalysts to that was, I believe, that we have the best wedding orchestra in the world. I will put my name on it. The Taylor Pace Orchestra is going to be at our wedding. They've been around for a while. They came out and did, I think you all covered it, but I produced this show in Denver before COVID. It was called The Wedding Festival, where 10 couples got married at one time on a stage.
Oh, yes. It
was a big food and music festival afterwards. It was awesome. Then COVID happens, and it never happens again, maybe for a while. But they were the band at that. They had 2,000 people dancing all night long. And I was like, that's, if we splurge on anything, Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good band.
Yeah.
And that was the band we got. And so we're going to have a band going. Some incredible people have donated items, you know, be it liquor or be it lighting. It's going to be really special.
I know it's been a long time in the making because of COVID and delays and stuff, but is there one thing you're most looking forward to about finally getting to the wedding day?
Yeah, all of it. All of it, I would say. The big thing for me is, you know, we've been engaged since March of 2020. I always imagine, just knowing who I am, that I would be so anxious and nervous and questioning leading up to the wedding. Like, just 1,000 questions in my head about, like, you know, not even bad questions, good questions. I thought I'd be questioning a lot, and I'm not. And I'm like extremely at peace with the idea of marrying Jessica, which I know I'll look back on this season and think of how much of a gift that was. Like, I'm in a good headspace and I'm excited for the wedding. I'm excited that we're taking this step together. I think that's the big thing, is in a lot of ways, you know, we've been dating for 3 years. In my mind, we've been married for a long time. The commitment has been there, but now we get to do it in front of friends and family on a public stage. And that, to me, is something sacred and special. And then I'm ready for I'm sure the day of I'll have anxiety, and I'm sure the day of I'll have nerves, and I'm sure the day of I'll probably, my head will be spinning with, whoa, this is crazy. I'm also ready to, I think there is this level of when you get married, like, you're making the commitment to not only get married and be together, but a partnership, like a depth of a partnership. And I'm excited to like enter into that with her and to see where that takes us in life. Through our premarital counseling, the pastor said, there's 2 days that, so many people that you love, are in one room, your wedding day and your funeral. It's crazy. I'm excited to look around a room full of people that have had a huge impact in my life and friends. You know, we were very selective with our guest list, but also it's a big guest list because there's so many people that have actively cared for us, been involved in our lives, created stories with us and memories with us. And I'm excited to see them in one room.
Can you tell me who from Bachelor Nation will be in attendance?
Yeah, and I'm going to miss people. I know it because I always do. But I'm going to just rattle off the list and see if I can pick them all up.
Okay.
My co-host of Almost Famous, Ashley Iaconetti. My former co-host and now the sole host of The Bachelor Live on Stage, Becca Kufrin. Jared will be there. Thomas will be there as well.
Have you met Thomas yet?
I have not. No, I've not.
Exciting.
So they will be there. In addition to that, Dean and Kaylin. Chase McNary and his girlfriend. Blake Hortzman and Elise Delhoun will be there. Becca Tilly will be there. Wells Adams is an usher in my wedding. He's the only Bachelor alum that's an usher. I love Wells. We became really good friends over the years. Nick Vile will be there with his girlfriend. Chris Soules will be there.
I love that. I feel like, I'm sure, I know everyone's probably friends, but as a Bachelor Nation viewer, I wish I had a camera there to see if there are any interactions or crossing paths with some exes going on here.
Yeah, I actually used to think about that. If there is, I mean, obviously Becca was on my season and we became such good friends.
Yeah, and Chris's season.
And Chris's, that's true. That's a good point. Trying to think if there's any other crossovers there.
Blake and Becca, but they've hung out before.
Yeah, they've been together since their little escapades. Unfortunately, Caitlin Bristow's on tour right now for her podcast, so her and Jason can't be there. They have a Boston show that night, and that is important to them. And so, obviously, like, there's a lot of people that, you know, Jared, myself, Sean, and so she would have had, like, a reunion.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. What about Tanner?
I don't know. I have to ask. Jess knows all of this because she's done the invite list, so I can't, like, I don't know for sure.
That's very exciting, very fun. Chris Harrison recently got engaged. I saw you commented, congratulated him and Lauren. Have you talked to him since he got engaged?
I have. I talk to him fairly often. I don't know. I can't confirm that I've talked to him since his engagement. I'm super happy for him. Obviously, Lauren Zima was the very first interview I ever did when I was the bachelor. And so we have a long history, and we became good friends from there. Like, she was like, she's close to my age, and she was new to this, and I was obviously new to this. And we were like, let's make this the best for both of us, because we don't know where this, you know, how to do this whole thing. And she's obviously thrived and gone and done great things. You know, Chris has had a huge impact in my life, always will be a friend of mine. They unfortunately cannot make it to the wedding. I wish they could, but he's just, yeah, we've kept in contact.
Our DSW Holiday Pros are here to help you find the perfect season-making shoes for you and gifts for everyone on your list. Whether it's cozy UGG slippers for your mom, wear everywhere Adidas sneakers for the kids, or must-have Sorel boots just for you, DSW has gifts for everyone, in every budget. Want it ASAP? Buy online and pick up in the store in just 2 hours. Can't make it to the store? You can't go wrong with an e-gift card. However you're gifting this year, DSW's got you covered. Head to DSW to see our picks for making their season bright.
Honeymoon plans?
Yeah, we're going to St. Bart's, which I've never been to. And up until the last 2 days, I had never met anybody else that had been there. And the last 2 days, people randomly through interviews have said, oh, I love it. So I'm really excited for it. We're going, and we're staying at the Le Bartemley Resort. It's in French, so I'm not great at Bartholomew is how you say it.
All right.
It's supposed to be super cool, super nice. It's really quiet. Some great food, a great beach. Jessica and I figured we're going to go to Israel together. It's my bucket list trip. We're going with my parents in March. Mm. And so we kind of thought this, like when we thought about our honeymoon, we thought we wanted something that would help us rest, since we're going to take a week, we've both committed to taking a week away from everything, to do it at a place that would like kind of help us do that. And so we're just going to go down and hang out and relax and eat and drink and hike and snorkel and that kind of stuff.
Awesome. And timeline on the starting a family situation. I know you're trying to get married, but I have to ask, do you guys want to?
I've never got it before.
Really? I'm sure. Yeah. Never.
Of course, yeah, we want a family. And we'll have kids some way, either biological or not biological. We will have a family. Jessica's 26. I'm 32. If I had like an ideal timeline, like where like I got to pick.
Right, because it works that way.
Yeah, it would be like 2 years. We'd start like thinking about it. I'll be, you know, like an older father, but not an old father. She'll still be in her prime, super spry. But I want some years with her, right? We've obviously, abstained, from like sex for 3 years. So we are off to a fast start on trying to start a family. And so I'm just excited to like start to get to know her more, to connect with her more, and then at some point, you know, it'd be great. I'm fairly selfish, Sarah. I've lived many years single. Even when we were doing long distance, you know, I was living out here and she was back in Nashville. Like, you see each other every couple weeks. I my first goal is to be a good husband and to release myself from that some of the selfish tendencies that I have as somebody that's lived alone. And then once I accomplish that goal, then I can start to think about entering some little rugrats into life to run around and tear up the house.
Perfect. Do you have the same ideal of how many, or just kind of go one at a time?
I think one at a time would be good. You know, Jessica grew up in a family of two brothers. I was an only child. Mm-hmm. Both have its benefits and its downfalls. You know, 2 to 3 would be awesome. 2 would be great. I think both of us have communicated. I know both of us have communicated the desire to consider adoption. And so, you know, where that would come into play and how many that would add to the question, you know, equation, I don't know yet, but it would be something that would be a good step for us and something, you know, we'll probably start talking about even before biological kids, because it's a long process and you got to kind of put some work into it. And so, but if I had like the perfect family, it'd be 2 to 3.
I don't know if you follow Thomas Rhett and his wife on Instagram, but it was wild that they were adopted a daughter and then she was pregnant at the same time. And it's like the cutest thing on the planet. So
it's awesome. See, actually, Jessica's maid of honor is best friends with Lauren Akins. And so Jessica's been able to be around that family. And I think it's one of the big reasons why she's like, no, this is awesome. This is super cool. They have had an impact in that process, and probably they've had an impact on a lot of people considering that.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you go soon, but I did want to ask you if your thoughts on Michelle's season so far, who's standing out to you, anything in The Bachelor? I know you have to probably, I don't know if you want to watch, but I know you do for Almost Famous purposes.
Yeah, definitely. My thoughts are this. I think Michelle will go down. I said this only two times before this.
Okay.
I think Michelle will go down as one of the legendary Bachelor. I think she's really great at it. I've always said when I watch it as a fan now, my mark of a good lead is one that is inquisitive and curious, but also doesn't react, but analyzes and kind of navigates the drama. And I feel like she's doing it well. She's asking great questions. We're getting to know these guys as a result, which, some previous leads here recently, it felt like we went the whole season with never getting to know the cast. And a lot of that's on them. They don't ask any questions. They just kind of sit there and smile and then start kissing them. And Michelle's done that. Michelle is the opposite of that. She is very curious, very inquisitive. She also has a good touch, I think, on what's going on in the house. But she's also still affected by what's going on in the house. And I think that's good because we get to see her emotions in the whole thing. The guys that are standing out to me, I think Joe is this odd dude who doesn't say more than three words, yet just has this huge presence and feels like a guy that, even recently with, last night's episode or two nights ago's episode, the guy stuck up for him. Like when the Jamie drama, it's like if the guys in the house are sticking up for this dude, he's probably behind the scenes when the cameras are down, a pretty good dude. Nate obviously has had a pretty big showing. I'm intrigued by Clayton for obvious reasons. Ashley, my co-host, and I would both agree. We don't dislike Clayton. We just don't really know Clayton. And we're surprised because with the rumors and the unofficial announcement from Jesse Palmer and Mike Fleiss that he is the Bachelor. So we got to assume it unless it's a really good trick.
Yeah.
We expected him to shine from the very beginning. We expected him to be a huge, likable character. It's not that we don't like him. He's just fine. He's good. I'm excited to get to know him. Obviously we will once he's announced and we get to interview him and I'll get to dig into his life, but that's been a surprise to me. I really thought that they would use him being the next guy as a kind of a conversation throughout the season to get the fans talking. And it just feels like right now, nobody's talking about him. They're talking about Rodney really stood out to me. Mm-hmm. A guy that I love because I personally, I don't know if I'd feel that way if I went back on the show today, but when I started the show, I felt like I didn't belong. And it wasn't maybe because I didn't. I'm not saying I didn't belong there. I just felt it. And then when you feel it, you have to talk about it. And when you talk about it, it gets awkward because it shows some really deep insecurity. And he did it. And I appreciate that about him. I'm hoping now he kind of takes that jump from lack of confidence to confidence because he knows he belongs and you can see him thrive. But yeah, those are the guys right now that are at the forefront of my mind.
Checks out. Do you like watching, kind of looking for the Clayton clues and seeing where they're going to go with that with the Bachelor thing? Or do you find it almost distracting because it's oh yeah, there's Clayton. He's, going to be the Bachelor apparently. Or I kind of like seeing how they're setting it up. And I also find it confusing, but it is a little hard to take anything seriously that he says about Michelle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably that. I mean, I don't actually mind this whole process of starting filming, especially with the weird filming schedule, and pulling the guy out. There's still 32 dudes that start this thing. One guy, is the next Bachelor, and we just get to watch him from start to finish and see his breakup. That's fine with me. I'm here for Michelle's story this season, and then I'll be there for his next season and focused on that. I'm confused, too, because you'd think they would be setting it up.
On Tuesday, the only thing he said was, I haven't had a chance to stand out yet. And I thought it was hilarious they kept that in. But other than that, I'm so confused.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he hasn't. And maybe that's where his, we've seen, the rocket ship type character development, where one episode changes everything for us. One one-on-one makes us go, this guy is great.
Yeah.
And I think he has it in him. Like, I don't think he doesn't, but he hasn't had that chance to stand out yet. And so as a result, we don't have the chance as a viewer to get behind him yet. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just expecting in the next few weeks, I tweeted it as a joke. I don't know if people got it as a joke or not, but I tweeted it this week. I said, I just have this like feeling that Clayton is going to like shine and become the next Bachelor. Like, because I don't know what else we're doing.
Sure. I mean, danger of Twitter. People might not have known it was a joke, but at least that's an innocent one. All right, Ben, thank you so much for taking the time. I cannot wait to see photos from your wedding. Congratulations in advance.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about this podcast, and come back every week for more Bachelor breakdowns.